Hey, everybody. It is Greg Carpenter from the Today's 101.9 Morning Show. Usually Gina Crash is sitting in this chair, but it is my turn this time as it's public affairs with Odyssey Baltimore. And today we're really happy and excited to introduce Ron George, the CEO of NCIA. And how are you, first of all?
I'm doing well today. Thank you.
We'll talk about NCIA and I'll kind of, there's an introduction paragraph that was written and it's kind of summarizes what you guys do. And it says, founded in 1977, NCIA is dedicated to empowering people with limited access to opportunities to build fulfilling lives in stronger communities through unconditional support. Driven by the belief that everyone deserves a fair chance to succeed, NCIA provides a wide range of services, including vocational training, youth special education, and comprehensive offering for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. NCIA helps people who need the deepest levels of support, including those with mental health disorders, recovering from addiction or homelessness, unemployed or underemployed, veterans, and returning citizens. Headquartered in Baltimore, NCIA has become a trusted partner and a beacon of hope for over 25,000 individuals throughout Maryland and beyond. By promoting independence, financial stability, equity, and compassion, NCIA is changing lives one person at a time. And so you've recently stepped into the role. You were telling me off air that you're really recently stepping into the role.
Yeah, July 1 I started.
Wow.
So still in the first month.
So this is my first public affairs interview, and this is yours as well,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. That's right.
So that's great. We're really glad you came in. And you're the new president and CEO of NCIA. Now, what attracted you to the organization for this opportunity?
Mission.
Yeah.
So as you were talking and describing what NCIA does, that's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driven to help people, who have a voice, but often that voice is not heard. We promote independence. We promote giving everyone an equal opportunity to live, be productive, and thrive in our communities.
And what experiences from your career have best prepared you to lead NCIA at this point in its history?
Well, I'd start with my family. So mission-based organizations, you talk about faith. You talk about what's your core. My family, my parents, my brother who was intellectually disabled. I grew up in an environment where success, the opportunity to achieve, it was for everyone, not just for the select. And so my parents really instilled that in me. And for the last 14 years, I've worked with an organization called CRI, Community Residents, Inc., based in Virginia, who provided similar services, about the same size company. And over the last 14 years, I've had an opportunity to pretty much experience every aspect of the business, both the mission or an achievement of the mission, the operations, and how to run a fiscally sustainable, mission-driven organization. So it was a very natural step for me to come to NCIA as it's entering its 50th year with such a strong foundation to help build for the future.
You know, you can hear it in your voice when you talk. You're like, you're in it for real. Like,
yeah.
This isn't just another job for you. This is like, you really want to help people who can't help themselves a lot of times.
Yeah. Organizations like ours are often called the social net, you know, to catch the most vulnerable in our society. I think of us as a social trampoline. We do work with some of the most fragile people in our communities, but the goal is not just to help. The goal is to build skills and to help people become independent and sustainable so that they can live the same life that you and I live every day, regardless of challenge.
It says here that you played in the NFL.
I did.
Are you allowed to say what team?
So I started with the Atlanta Falcons.
No
kidding.
And
I ended up with the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's great.
Yeah.
And so this was earlier in your career. Mm-hmm. So what did that experience teach you that you kind of leads you to this experience in your leadership role with NCIA?
You know, the NFL was a great platform to make a difference in society. You know, when you're in the NFL and you speak, people listen. And so I really learned through the NFL, of course, hard work,
mm-hmm.
And dedication and getting up when you get knocked down. And in football, you get knocked down all the time. But it was seeing other players were just making tremendous differences in their community. And you can look here in, at the Ravens and all the players that do amazing things in the community. I was inspired by that back when I played.
Yeah.
And that passion just grew and grew as I continued through my career.
And if I think they just won an ESPY award for humanitarianship, or they have some sort of award. I don't have the exact title on it, but they're always thinking of the community first, it seems.
Yeah.
And with the, I'm going to put words in your mouth because I've never played in the NFL or played football in Little League or whatever, but it seems that everybody has this self-drive and self-determination, but at the same time, you can't do it alone.
No.
Yeah.
No matter, I don't care which player it is, really doesn't matter what sport, as we just saw the World Cup just ended and those amazing athletes, it does. It takes a family.
Yeah.
It takes a village. No matter what you want to achieve, no one or rarely does one person do it alone.
Yeah.
They need a support network around them.
For those who might not be familiar with NCIA, tell us about the organization itself and the impact that it has made over the last 50 years, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
Coming up on 50 years. So NCIA was started by Jerry Miller and Herb Holter. These two gentlemen were, they were internationally known for promoting deinstitutionalization and alternatives, especially in youth sentencing. And they went all across the U.S., closing down the youth detention centers, getting folks back into the community. From those seeds, today, NCI offers a variety of services. We support individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities living in the community, just like you and I, in homes, just like you and I, helping them fully, supporting them to fully realize whatever their dreams are. As well, we offer what they call day habilitation or meaningful day support for those same individuals, as well as employment. And that's really important. Hey, you and I come to work every day. And maybe some days we don't want to go to work, but having a job is so vital to independence in the community.
It is.
And so we help people find employment and then maintain employment. As well, we have a school, Youth in Transition. It is a accredited school by the Maryland Department of Education, supporting youth that have unique challenges. And so we've all known in school the kids that needed a little extra support. Well, our YIT program, as we call it, it's for the kids that need even more, whether it's behavior support, maybe because of autism, they need some special programming, or they have other behavior or physical challenges.
Yeah.
They come to us out of the public school system, and we support them to either graduate or a degree certification. As well, we have a vocational program that teaches them skills, culinary skills, automotive skills, because again, you're 17, 18, 19, you graduate from high school. What do you want to do? You want to go get a job. You want to start living your life. We help those youth who have a lot of challenges in the public school system to achieve that dream. And then finally, because there's one other thing that we do,
sure,
a vocational training program. And this is for returning citizens. So the folks that were incarcerated for a variety of reasons, mm-hmm, are coming back, reintegrating into our community. Recent immigrants, homeless or at risk of being homeless, folks that have had issues with addiction in the past, we offer a program that, whether it's HVAC, automotive, or CDL, commercial driver's license, we help people get certified in those three things to go out and earn employment. It's an incredible program, both here in Baltimore as well as in Charlotte.
It sounds like you do a lot for a lot of people. That's great. And again, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Ron George, a CEO of NCIA, headquartered here in Baltimore. And we'll probably touch on a couple of those things you just briefly mentioned in a few minutes.
Yeah.
But I want to ask, I've got so many questions now that I want to ask you, because we're sort of just touching the surface in this half-hour interview, the public affairs on Odyssey Baltimore. But NCIA works with people who often face significant barriers to opportunity. Why is that mission so important to you personally?
Well, again, it goes back to my brother.
Yeah.
And really my family in general. I had aunts who were intellectually disabled, as well as my brother. And in my family, there was no difference in terms of the support, the love, the opportunity that my brothers or my aunts received than I did.
Yeah.
Our entire family wrapped around them to ensure that they had everything that they needed. And so, you know, the mission really is instilled in my heart and in my mind.
And it's funny that you mentioned that, because we work with the hospitals. We do radiothons and so forth mm-hmm. in our building. And so many people that have become employees or caregivers yeah. of these hospitals are because of the experiences they had in their own lives. It's kind of what they know, and it's now become their mission to help because they've yeah. experienced it. And you have yeah. the same story.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are some of the adult services NCIA provides, and how do those services help people live more independently?
When you think about folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities, and you go back only 30 years, most of those folks were in institutions. And this is not a political comment about whether institutions are right or wrong, but an institution is what it is. People are away from society. Mm-hmm. Our programs bring folks into the community, fully integrate into the community. So we're talking, whether it's education or day program, meaningful day, we give folks the opportunity to be a part of our society. We also help people get jobs. And they become productive citizens, no different than you or I, tax-paying citizens. So I would say that those programs, those services, really are a turning point going back 30 years when instead of locking people away from society, we're saying, come, be a part of the everyday world that we all live and yeah. work in.
Somebody who's not in an institution, mm-hmm. you know, just regular, go about everyday people, it's hard enough to jump into that workforce
yeah.
with a fully supportive family yeah. than with someone who, like you say, mm-hmm. in an institution is put away.
Yeah.
It's already hard enough.
It is.
So
it
you
is.
Guys do great work.
We have 600 employees in CIA. It's 600 employees that are dedicated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Many of our employees, our employees don't work 24/7,
sure,
but our
sure,
services
sure.
are available 24/7 because you never know when the support is going to be needed.
Mm-hmm.
We're always there, and we're there for a lifetime
yeah.
to and 50 years in business. For the next 50 years and beyond, we'll be there making sure that folks have what they need to be successful in society.
Yeah. And so it's not just a launching pad. You do continued support?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because many of the individuals that we support, their needs, they evolve, mm-hmm. certainly. But there's always going to be a need of some kind. And we want to make sure that when folks stumble, so you go back to football. You know, you get knocked down. Can you get back up? Well, we make sure that we're there. So if they get knocked down, there's a helping hand to get back up.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. we talked about the people being institutions, and you're making sure that they're part of society.
Mm-hmm.
What about people who are healthy mm-hmm. and people who are in healthy communities? You help them as well.
Yeah. I think that it's important that all of our communities have the opportunity to have every color, every circumstance, every striation of society. Inclusion is healthiness. You know, when we talk about the melting pot.
Yeah.
I think the strongest communities are the communities that have everyone engaged, not just a select few or only one small segment of our population. Talk about, so you had mentioned that so often in healthcare, folks have an experience that draws them in. People have experiences every day with the individuals that we support, and a little bit more compassion,
yeah.
a little bit more empathy is passed along. And I do think that we make our communities healthier and stronger because vulnerable people are allowed to flourish, and that infects everyone with love and pride
yeah.
and joy.
Yeah, it goes a long way and really starts people on a good, correct road.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm such a call of action person. Before we get into any mm-hmm. other questions, mm-hmm. how can people be involved or not be involved with your organization? Because that's actually a question I have for the end.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone's listening to us and say, you know what, I need a little extra help. How can they get it?
Go to our website.
Mm-hmm.
There are multiple ways to contact us. Folks, if you need mental health supports, behavioral health, we're here for you. We have those opportunities. You need help getting a job. Our vocational training program, We will wrap around you. And it's interesting. What separates our vocational training program from many others is, A, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
We fund it through grants, not take money out of people's pockets who don't have the money. And we provide wraparound services. So, you know, for anyone who doesn't know what that means, we provide case management, make sure that people have transportation to get to classes, that they have food. You'd be surprised how much food insecurity is an issue in our society nowadays.
Yeah.
As well as mental health supports.
In every community.
In every
food
community.
Insecurity, yeah.
Food insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
So then we help people get the certifications, but we don't stop there. We help people get jobs. We actively work with employers to help people get jobs. And then we stay with them once they're on site just to make sure that they're okay. So as you talk about people who are listening, you need an employee, you own a business. We've got tremendously talented folks who are so deserving of that opportunity.
And they're ready.
And they're ready.
Yeah.
And they're passionate. And we'll be there with them.
And your website?
NCIANet, NCIANET.org.
Yeah, we'll repeat that at the end of the show, too, if that's quick for everybody. You touched on this a little bit earlier about youth. You support youth. Tell us about your Youth in Transition School.
Okay, so it is a fully accredited Type 1 school by the Maryland Department of Education, and we focus on the special education programming needed for youth ages 11 to 21. Who they want a high school degree or the equivalent certification.
Mm-hmm.
The individuals, the youth that come to our school, sons and daughters, of parents, they need special care. And these students face some pretty significant challenges, as we often see in our own public schools, whether it's a trauma, emotional or behavioral support needs, intellectual developmental disabilities,
mm-hmm.
autism. And you know what is unfortunate, but it is a reality. Often many of these youth, for a variety of reasons, they don't have a strong family network.
Yeah.
We wrap around these young people, and we give them the support that they need, comprehensive, to not just get a high school degree, but we also teach skills, whether it's culinary arts, vocational training, like our vocational training centers.
I'm all about the trades right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
so important.
So that when they graduate, like you and I, when we graduate from high school, man, we wanted a car, we wanted a job.
to
help folks, these young folks get off on the right foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So we may have touched about it a little bit earlier, but let's talk about the workforce development and why it's so critical for the population you serve to have a meaningful employment.
Yeah. Nobody wants to live a life where their hand is out every day, right? People talk about, you know, living off of the system. Well, nobody wants that. It's unfortunate that people need public assistance to survive, but who wants to just survive? We want to thrive. And so this employment piece is so much about what it means to be part of a community, to be a functioning, productive member. That truly, for many folks, they talk about Maslow's hierarchy, you know, mm-hmm. housing is one, food is two. Well, I think having pride, self-pride, you get up in the morning, you go to work, that's how you build.
That should
a
be part
person.
Of that pyramid or there whatever whatever yep. that structure is, right?
yeah.
No, I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
The because when you have pride, you do stand up, and you can even share that with others.
Yes, absolutely,
you know, which
and
is nice
for a lot of our folks, whether they're reentering society from incarceration, or they're homeless or at risk of being homeless, they get knocked down, and so. Standing back up is about filling yourself up with pride, filling yourself up with meaning and purpose.
Yeah. So we've got like 5 minutes left, and we've got pages and questions left. I'm nervous we're not going to get to it all.
Okay.
But tell us about the vocational training centers themselves.
Yeah. So again, our vocational training centers, one is in downtown Baltimore, the other's in Charlotte. We provide free of charge 17-week training programs across a couple different disciplines. So general automotive, So do you think, you know, when you go get your oil change, your brakes, or your rotors done?
I'm due right now.
There you go. We teach those skills, those certifications.
Yeah.
Same with air conditioning units, as we are all sweltering in the heat and your AC goes out. And in the winter, obviously, when the heater goes out, we teach those skills to go in and fix HVAC systems, as well as CDL licenses, commercial driver's license. Mm-hmm. Those trucks on the road, we also offer those licenses. And we focus on, again, folks that are coming back into the community, reintegrating, recently immigrated, homeless, at risk of homelessness. And like I said, it's free of charge. We solicit grants from anyone, from everyone.
Yeah.
But as well, look for employment partners on the backside.
And it says you've opened your first one in 2017.
Yeah.
How's that impacted the community?
Over 2,500 people have been trained. 73% employed.
That's great.
It is awesome. Really awesome.
Yeah.
Every year we graduate about 500 folks between Charlotte and Baltimore.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to see when things are like rolling and working. That's great.
And you talked about the trades. The trades are really becoming such a need right now.
Yeah.
We are helping folks really fulfill a need in our marketplace right now.
And to put a face on it, do you have a story of one of the students that you want to kind of highlight?
So just real quickly, Deshaun Mitchell, he's 22, from Baltimore.
Yeah.
From his local town, young man. He was really having a tough time, supporting, he had a family, but he couldn't keep and maintain a job. He came to the VTC, so our vocational training center, on the recommendation of a friend who had graduated. We helped Deshaun. We made sure that his family had food to eat, and he had food to eat. He had transportation, as well as the other, you know, mental health and job preparation supports.
So it's not just about the training itself.
Oh, no,
you're
no,
helping
no.
him throughout his life, kind of. Yeah.
This whole idea that your personal life stays at the door when you walk into a business, that's not true.
Not true.
Yeah, we carry our whole lives with us, so we treat the whole person.
Yeah.
And we supported him and his family in its entirety. He graduated. He got a job, first of all, making very good money.
Yeah.
He's gone on to open his own business as well. And he's got his own work van.
That's awesome. And I hear he also is kind of sharing that what he's learned with others as well and kind of helping others get into what he did.
Yeah. He's so proud. He's willing to let us talk about him on air.
Yeah.
Because, again, he is full of pride now as what he was able to achieve. And he wants to support others.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's really great. I love to hear stories like that. We only have 1 minute left, so I'm kind of stressing. But you have a graduation on August 8th coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the employment options for people after they complete that training program?
So, again, commercial driver's license, we have lots of partners.
Sure.
They get behind the wheel. They start, whether it's, you know, Amazon or one of the big trucking companies. The HVAC is really, it's a huge employment opportunity. We have many local partners, as well as the automotive, whether they be working at dealerships or, you know, the independent folks, lots of different job opportunities for our graduates, but we're always looking for more job opportunities.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So in the last, I guess, 30 seconds, what would you like to shout out, or is there anything you'd like to say in the final seconds before we go?
If anything that you heard today listening to this broadcast has meaning to you, go to our website. We do need support. We are a nonprofit. And the support is not just an ask for money. I would tell you maybe that's the last ask. It's if you have a child, a loved one that needs special education needs, come to our school.
That's where we start.
If you've got folks who you're caring for at home, but it's getting to the point where it's a little challenging, we have homes. And if you need a job, we've got a training program to help you get a job.
How do we get started? What's that website?
NCIANET, NCIANET.org.
Thank you so much for coming in. Ron George, CEO of NCIA.
I really appreciate it. And thank you for my first interview. It was fantastic.
Mine too. It has been a production of Odyssey Baltimore.